will this knowledge transform into perception or realization for us? It will vary depending on a particular seeker's again interest and capacity.
Srila Prabhupada is still descended from the spiritual world.
But Srila Prabhupada himself was quite candid with his disciples. He says, I have given the skeleton.
He did not claim that because he has come to the spiritual world, he has understood everything
absolutely. You have given skeleton, you consult experts and you study it yourself.
Srila Prabhupada considered his disciples, especially some of the honorary scientists, as experts in science. And he said, you consult some Vedic experts.
And then using these two, you make a working model for this.
So, that means somebody can be very spiritually realized, but still that person may not have a complete understanding.
That means again, that this understanding is not central or essential to advanced devotional realizations. At the same time, if somebody wants to understand this, then the Dhammi Buddhi Yoga Mitam, Krishna can give that intelligence, Krishna can give that understanding to a particular person.
So at what particular point will that understanding come? Actually, in the yogic tradition, you know, the supernatural vision starts from the dhyana stage. Yam, niyam, asana, pranayam, dhyana, dharana, and samadhi. So from the dhyana stage onwards, the supernatural vision starts. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written an essay which correlates the 8 stages of Ashtanga Yoga with the 9 stages of Bhakti. And there he describes that for a Bhakta, the Dhyana stage comes from Nishtha onwards. This guy, that actually Nishtha is the stage where a large amount of struggle of the mind wandering ends. The mind becomes focused. After Nishtha comes Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava and Prema. So, generally speaking, if a devotee is going to get this, these are not transcendental visions. Supernatural is not transcendental. See, for example, if some yogi can see beyond what is there beyond that wall, that is not a spiritual vision. It is a supernatural vision in the sense that naturally we don't have that vision. But it is not transcendental. It is also natural, but it is natural in a abnormal way. The technical scientific word used for this is paranormal. So we don't say supernatural in terms of transcendental. We are using the word natural, not referring to material nature, but natural to refer to what is normal to people. So these paranormal visions, which are actually and paranormal actions, capacity, which are called siddhis, they come to people when they will come to the Nishtha and Ashtha onwards, to Ruchi and Bhava stage onwards. So, if a devotee by practice goes to that level, and that is the interest of a particular devotee, then the devotee is, it's quite likely that the devotee may get that vision. So, at the same time, not all devotees need to get that vision, not all devotees may get that vision. We need to keep practicing Krishna consciousness, and our essential goal is to see Krishna and to love Krishna. So if somebody wants to take up this service, then that person may get that vision. But not necessarily everybody will get that vision.